Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with TG Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also editor of the Profit Pilot website, which I will post a link to. Now, TG, when you and I chatted about 3 weeks ago, you were, for the most part, bearish on the markets. And you were, I would say, the most bearish that I've heard you on these markets. Now, one thing to remember is that you are very much a short-term swing trader, right? And what I'm hearing from you, as you and I were chatting off mic, is that now you're employing a different strategy, almost having to employ a different strategy for these markets because of the fact that I think we see certain sectors and certain stocks outperforming, and at least right now, less rotation of money into different sectors. TG, take us through what the change has been in your trading strategy, please.
Yeah, well, as far as seeing the stuff that was really bearish, the reason I was saying that is because we get indexes like the NASDAQ, and early April, it shot up. It finally got over the daily 50 SMA. Great. You know, there's a lot of energy there, but it shot up very quickly, very much without support. And based on my trading and how I see these things, I say, okay, we got this first move, but at some point, price is going to have to come back down and test support, usually now testing that moving average for support. And I say, you know, at some point, it's going to have to come back down. It might take a little bit of time. There might be some chaos in between. And sure enough, there was. But last week, look, the NASDAQ did finally come back down to the daily 50. And so this is why I was bearish, is because I could see that this arc of where price usually wants to go and should go was eventually going to happen. It just took a while because there were about a week and a half to 2 weeks in between that price actually just chopped around and went sideways. A lot of times the market looks for excuses as to why they're going to move. And it seemed as though last week the FOMC was that excuse, because right after the FOMC, the market popped up, pulled back, did a V reversal, and then just went soft on Friday. And then we started getting the market to roll over. So it has been interesting to just watch this stuff and see what the excuses are and why the market's going to move the way they move. The other reason that I've been bearish is because all of the high flyer names that I typically like to trade, you know, the high beta names, the stuff that did really well November through February, have all fallen apart, and they continue to fall apart. One way that I like to look at this is actually through those ARK ETFs, because the ARK ETFs, even though they have four or five of them, they are all pretty much trading the same and looking very similar, and they have different baskets of stocks. So not saying anything about ARK itself, I just actually use it as a tool to say, okay, what is an aggregation of all these kind of high beta and future tech names? What do they look like? And so far, all those names have been pegging into the underside of a downtrending daily 50, and they've been getting rejected by those moving averages. So from the worldview that I have with all these kind of names that got me into these trades and making some really good money over the last several months, they all fell apart. They've been running into the underside of moving averages and just keep getting pushed down. And so that's why I had that view. As far as then, okay, changing gears and saying, all right, well, you know, if I'm not much of a short trader, or these things keep you know, just losing strength, where is the strength? Because the market is still up. The NASDAQ, or the SPY is still up. The IWM is not really doing anything, but the Dow is making a new all-time high. So what is making this stuff happen? And I had to just keep looking around. I did a lot of work over the last few weeks, going through scanners, going through new names, and I'm finding that I'm having to step into names and sectors that I don't normally trade, because they're usually kind of slow. They are investor type trades is kind of what I call them, because you just kind of have to buy at support and then, you know, maybe check back in a couple months and see how it did. And that's what we're finding. Caterpillar, DE, maybe some of the airlines are going to start, no pun intended, but taking off. Cruise lines maybe are. We're seeing restaurants are kind of doing this stuff. Financials are moving up. Inflation trades. There's a paper company, IP is the ticker, and it keeps moving up. These are sectors that normally you think are slow and don't really go anyplace, and you know, you're lucky to get a few percentage points out of them after a couple months. We're actually seeing quite a bit of strength in them, and I said, hey, we're here to make money. We'll go after whatever is moving. It's those kind of names.
Now, TG, isn't this a simpler market then? It sounds like really what you're focused on right now is riding uptrends, and just looking simply at the 50-day moving average, that's pretty easy to ride an uptrend, isn't it?
I suppose it is when you look at it one way. Actually, I hadn't had it posed to me that way before. But for people who do want to be a little bit slower with the market and say, hey, is this thing just in an uptrend? If it's in an uptrend, then it's good. And yeah, in one respect, they actually are following these rules on, say, a daily time frame better than any other time frame. And yeah, you could say, well, as long as price is operating between this channel on the way up and respects either these moving averages or trend lines, then I'm good. And that is the kind of a definition of an investor, a longer term trader. For me, it's just not how I was either bred or how I taught myself and where I look. And I look for those kind of shorter term quick pops and moves. And I'm having to step back and say, okay, I guess I'm going to have to get into this stuff and just hang on to them for much, much longer. Instead of a few weeks into a trade, I'm having to now tell myself I might hold this one position for 3 months easily, 4 months, and see what we get out of it.
So, TG, where are you seeing these opportunities then? What are the sectors that are running? What stocks are you watching? Where can investors ride the uptrend?
Yeah, so generally we're looking at inflation-type things, things that are going to be sensitive to inflation, because even though the Fed is saying it's not there, it's really there. Reopening in plays, we're seeing the economy kind of come back online, so we've seen a lot of strength in restaurants and clothing retailers. Think about the malls. We're seeing Gap and Buckle and Urban Outfitters. These stocks are starting to look good. Maybe look into travel agency type names, cruise lines, airlines, Travelocity, Expedia. Let's see. Also, oil. Oil is actually coming back online. People are starting to move around. It's summer. Summer is always a higher demand for oil anyway. And the fact that they've been talking about having cruise lines maybe come back online and be able to move. Airlines, people are starting to travel more. I mean, I just came back from Austin 2 weeks ago, and my fiance and I walked off the airplane, and we got into the terminal of SeaTac, and it was mobbed at 8 o'clock at night. We walked out of the airplane, looked at each other like, holy cow, this place is packed. So I think with the vaccine and everything, people are getting back out there and spending money and going places.
Yeah, well, fair enough. In the U.S., they definitely are. Not so much in Canada, but definitely I'm hearing in the U.S., yes. Now, TG, are there any new uptrends that you see forming here? And let me preface that by saying, what also are you looking for to find maybe a new uptrend that someone can ride for 6 months, even a year?
Well, for now, and of course, things can always change. So, because, you know, this everything changes in the market. But from what I am starting to see is I'm looking at more of the oil-related names and more of the retail. And then I'm starting to kind of just starting to look into the travel names. Because something like DE or Caterpillar or some of the oil names like Fang, they have spent the last 2 months, basically around March to now May, flagging sideways. So even at that point, there wasn't any opportunities for the last 6 weeks or 2 months as price has just been going sideways, trying to find support. And what I'm seeing is that these names are starting to bounce off of their daily 50s. And if history repeats itself, a lot of times, if these names are going to go someplace, they bounce off the daily 50 and they continue to run for quite some time. And if we're going to continue this, then that's what I'm looking at. But it is just, I'm only now just starting to see activity in some of these names because they were flagging for the last few weeks into the daily 50s.
Now, TG, you and I were chatting about it off mic, so I have to bring it up here. The precious metals and gold in particular, what are you seeing? Is that set up for gold or precious metals broadly?
Gold itself is starting to move a bit. Mostly what I've actually been looking at, I like to look at gold miners. And so GDX is one of those that I really like to look at. And it just did a particular pattern that I like on the daily chart. You know, it kind of crossed over moving average, and then it came back down to test a moving average for support. And clearly it's been popping up. I think the last 3 days, it has gone nearly vertical. So this is kind of giving me the sign and signal that I want. I'm getting a clearer signal from the miners than gold itself, because sometimes gold's a little funny, but the miners, since those are all individual companies, they respond in a way that I'm more familiar with. So the fact that this thing has popped up, number one, tested the support that I wanted last week. And then the last 3 days, it has had a very strong move to the upside. That's great. Fantastic. But at this point, I do need to see just a little bit of a pullback because these last 3 days have been so good, they're too good. And so if we just see a little bit of pullback and it starts to maintain this trajectory of moving up, then this is the beginning of what I'm starting to see of a good new bullish trend on basically precious metals, metals in general, doing that direction.
Okay. So TG, broadly then, I'll get you out of here on this question. As I mentioned on the onset, you're pretty bearish when we chatted a few weeks ago. Are you more bullish now, even though your trading strategy has to change?
I am bearish on the names that I was still bearish before because they are still melting down. I mean, look at Amba, look at Redfin, you know, look at Peloton. You know, there are a lot of bearish names out there. So what I had to say is if I'm not a permable or somebody who really wants to trade to the downside, because not everybody can, because a lot of people are trading their Roth accounts or 401ks, something, and you can't go short on those, then we need to trade long. And if the market is not rolling over, like the S&P just made new all-time highs, the Dow just made new all-time highs, you look at that and you say, okay, well, where the heck is this? And so that's when I looked around and said, look, I'm just going to find what's going up, and what's going up are precious metals, industrials, travel, reopening plays, retail, all those kind of things, then fine, I will go into them. Now, maybe they won't be quite as exciting as trading Redfin and Zillow and F-Cell and Bloom Energy and NEO, but hey, what are we here for? We're here to make money, and we will adapt to whatever kind of setups are there, and if they are going up in a upward trajectory, we'll catch them on board where they are at good buy points, and maybe we'll take a little off when they get a little overbought and do it all over again.
All right. Well, TG, thanks for the update. Kind of an interesting change in your investing strategy, but what I'm hearing is that this is another market where you're just simply riding an uptrend, right? And that strategy worked in these markets.
You got to adapt or die. And really what it is just finding where's the bull market, because the bull market that I was riding, it all fell apart. And so, something's still working out there. We just got to go get it.
Absolutely. TG, thanks for the time, buddy. Interesting comments, as always, and a very interesting change in strategy, too. TG, we'll chat again in another couple weeks. In the meantime, everyone can check out that Profit Pilot website. Thanks for your time, TG. Have a great rest of your week.
Great. Thanks, Corey.